now for the educational part of our satsang, where I read from Nisargadatta and sometimes explain them. But what you have to understand is freedom comes when you're free even of Nisargadatta's concepts. You got to let go of Nisargadatta. These are the final concepts. These are the last preliminary concepts that you have that'll take you away from what you would have always believed yourself to be. So, although they're very powerful and they go very deep, they're not the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is having no mind whatsoever. So, December 28, 1980, page 86. Maharaj, can any of your concepts grasp the total, the ultimate? Have you understood that knowledge itself is ignorance? If it were real, it would have been there eternally. It would not have had a beginning and an end. And this is what Robert meant by not real or impermanent. It didn't last. It has a beginning and an end. And it's unreal from that point of view of being transient. Now the experience I am is felt. Earlier that experience was not. When it was not, no proof was called for. But once it is, lots of proof is required. That is, when there was no I am, there was no awareness, there was no consciousness. It didn't require any proof that nothing was there, but once you're there, all kinds of questions arise. Who am I? What am I? What is consciousness? What is my purpose in life? How did you wake up this morning? Why did you wake up at all? It is not the mind which knows. Somebody knows because of the mind. It is not the mind that knows. Somebody or something knows because of the mind. Now my hand has lifted, but who knows this? The one who has lifted my hand knows it has lifted it. I know I lifted my hand. I'm the one that knows that it is lifted. You are before the mind. Because you are there, the mind is working. In other words, you're more fundamental than the mind. The mind makes all kinds of judgments and knows that the hand lifts, and I can lift the hand, and the mind knows that I've lifted the hand. When will you wake up? Provided you are, you wake up. The purpose of the Satguru is to tell you that you are prior to the building up of all these concepts given to you by others. Your present spiritual storehouse is filled up with words of others. Demolish those concepts. Satguru means the eternal state, which will never be changed, what you are. Satguru means the eternal state, which will never be changed, what you really are. You are that immutable, eternal, unchangeable, absolute. Satguru tells you to get rid of all those walls built around you by the hearsays and the concepts of others. In other words, all of these concepts we have about the nature of the world, that there's a world outside of us and that there's a inside of us and the mind sets orders and understands how the world works. Get rid of all of these ideas. Get to an empty mind, or as Sansanim said, get dumb as a brick. Dumb as a rock. Everybody says the same thing. Get rid of the concepts. Get rid of your mind. Get just see directly, which means shut the fuck up for a while and just listen. You have no form. You have no design. The names and forms you see are your consciousness only. The self is colorless, but it is able to judge colors, etc. Listen to this. You have no form, no design. In other words, you're formless. You're spaceless. You have no content. You have no shape. You're not an object. The names and forms you see are your consciousness only. The self is odorless, but is able to judge colors, etc. The self, that prior to the mind, does all kinds of things. And then the mind fills in the gaps. You know, this is very different from what psychology or the pop gurus are saying, is the mind is what creates the world, and the emotions are there because the stories the mind perceives, but in fact the emotions precede the mind, and the mind can add a story to the emotion, but the emotion is more primary because it's deeper than the mind, and I've been through all of this before, you know what I'm talking about, etc., 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 blah, blah, blah. The one who is directed by a Satguru has no more birth. The one who is directed by the Satguru has no more birth. That means that when you understand your true nature, you don't come back again. When you feel that inner guru inside of you, when you know who you really are, you don't come back again. Your sadhana is over. You have reached this place. And here, I think he's referring to coming to him, to his teaching place. You've come here. Your sadhana is over. There's no more birth for you. To you who search for the self, I explain this type of knowledge. I lead you to a state where there is no hunger and no desire. When you have knowledge, to you who search for the self, I explain this type of knowledge. I lead you to a state where there is no more hunger and no desire. When you have the knowledge, you see the I as all-pervasive as long as the consciousness is there. But the witness of the consciousness has no I am. That is your true eternal nature. When you have the knowledge, you see the I am as all-pervasive. Okay. When there is awareness, when there is consciousness, the I am is there, and it pervades everything. It sees everything. It knows everything. But the witness of this consciousness is not the I am. The I am is witnessed by this witness, the absolute, and that's what you really are. He said, giving up the body is a great festival for me. And that's because he was dying, so you got to know the background of this. Maharaj, this is December 29, 1980. Sitting in meditation helps the consciousness to blossom. It causes deeper understanding and spontaneous change in behavior. These changes are brought about in consciousness itself, not in the pseudo-personality. Forced changes are at the level of the mind. Mental and intellectual changes are totally unnatural and different from the ones that take place in the birth principle. These take place naturally, automatically, by themselves, due to meditation. In other words, personality is not what changes. The ego is not what is changed. But fundamental things take place in the nature of the I am, your identification with who and what you are. That's what really changes, not the functioning of the ego or the functioning of your body. Fundamental changes in terms of how you see yourself and how you understand take place. And this is what he's saying is the real, real deep changes. Most of the people see the tree of knowledge and admire it. But what is to be understood is its source, the seed, the latent force from which it sprouts. Many people talk about it, but only intellectually. I talk about it from direct knowledge. A small speck of consciousness, which is like a seed, has all of the worlds contained in it. The physical frame is necessary for it to manifest itself. All the ambitions, hopes, and desires are connected with an identity. So long as there is an identity, no truth can be apperceived. Now, he, like I, have said that spirituality is all about your identity. And here he's talking about identification as a person, as a personal entity. But you can learn to identify with all different kinds of experiences, with emptiness, with presence, with energies, with the body, with personality, with your sense of presence. All of these identities become available to you, all the different rooms of the spiritual mansion. You have to learn to be comfortable in all of them. But he said, as long as there is a definite identity that you're associated with, no truth can be apperceived. You have to be empty and let these truths in, any kind of new truth come in. Questioner, is there any destiny for the total manifestation, or are there phenomena for phenomena as a whole? In other words, is there any purpose to the universe? As there is no single entity, where will it go? What possibly could happen to the universe? Because the universe is not a thing, it's a multitude of things. Where is it going to go as a whole? Where is it going to go? The fuel is the destiny of the flame. So also the food essence body is the destiny of consciousness. Consciousness alone offers destiny, and destiny offers suffering. Consciousness alone offers destiny, and destiny offers suffering. Because of the mistaken identity, we think of personalized consciousness, but actually it is vast and limitless. He's saying because we identify with the body-mind, we think that this consciousness is personal, belongs to this body, to me. But in fact, consciousness is the same in everyone, in the worm, in a grasshopper, and the monk named Cain, Ed Musica, Joanne, Mamaji. His consciousness is the same. It's the universal consciousness manifest individually in all of us. And as the universal aspect, it is actually vast and limitless because it contains everybody. It's in everybody and everything, either as an object or the subject of the sight of whatever the object is. This didn't seem as deep as some of his stuff, but that's the reading for today.